Hello, welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's edition is number 2334 and it's being recorded on Thursday the 24th of July. I am John Hoyle and with Lynette Edwards we'll bring you part one of this week's edition. What do we have in store for you? Well, we have news and letters from the last 6 days of the evening news and a feature from Keith Skipper about the old days of village cricket in Norfolk. Now, here is Lynette.
Hello. First of all, we'd like to offer a warm welcome to new listeners, Miss Pamela Timmins and Mr. Thasaraj Iyer, both of Norwich. We hope you enjoy our recording. Today, not only do you have the weekly edition, but also this month's Just Talk, our own in-house production, masterminded by our very own Tim Edwards. That follows at the end of the weekly edition. In Just Talk this month, you can have a giggle with Galtina, you can have a go at our quiz questions, and listen to moving music while walking through two of Norwich's lovely gardens. But be warned, you'll have to finish with a bit of a workout at Shady Pines with Neil Haverson. Don't be put off by that now, but stay tuned for Just Talk at the end of the weekly edition. And now here's John to introduce our first set of news items.
Those old regulars, Anglia Square and St Stephen's, start us off. But there are changes on the way too with the old Jarrell's Printing Museum and the mayoral system. Last week's downpours also make the news. Aviva has refused to rule out moving its city HQ to Anglia Square after it was revealed the firm would play a major role in the redevelopment of the site. The Norwich-based insurance company has entered into an investment partnership with City Hall to lead works on the site. This will give the company strong steering power over the direction of the £350 million revamp, which will see the area transform with 1,100 new homes, offices, shops and leisure space. A spokeswoman for Aviva said the company could not comment on whether it planned to relocate its operations to Anglia Square following the redevelopment. The scheme is expected to be funded by housing developers and other investors, including Aviva, but the company has not confirmed how much it intends to put in. However, it has confirmed it's committing a significant financial sum to funding the building of around 200 homes at Anglia Square. Traders have already left the site ahead of demolition getting underway, with these works expected to be finished by March next year, and construction due to start that summer. The cost of acquiring and clearing the site has been covered by a £34 million government grant handed to City Hall, and the partnership will make key decisions about future funding streams.
A large prominent city centre site continues to sit empty more than a year after hitting the market. Situated at the end of St Stephen's Street, the former Wilko and Poundland stores sit on a key junction into the city in close proximity to Chantry Place and Norwich's bus station. The site, which was put up for sale in June last year, is available for redevelopment or investment and nestled among numerous retailers such as Marks & Spencer, WH Smith and Superdrug. Despite all this, and a reasonable amount of interest shown in the first few weeks, Roche, which advertised the site, do not appear any closer to welcoming new owners. Formerly home to the Co-op department store, the property spans more than 10,000 square metres, with offers of £2 million exclusive of VAT considered.
A decision has been made regarding a well-known department store's plans to convert part of a printing museum into a spa and gym. Jarrell's proposals to develop 152 square metres of ground floor space at the 218-home St James Quay development along Printworks Drive, approved by Norwich City Council. The spa and gym arises from its hotel proposal for the adjacent St James Mill, which was put forward in December last year. with the hope it will help push through those plans. Despite Jarrell's hopes the development will provide numerous economic benefits for people in the city, it was met with some scepticism from locals, who have expressed fears over noise and evening openings. The site forms part of the wider Barrack Street redevelopment, which was approved in September 2019.
Almost two-thirds of people in Norfolk and Suffolk do not feel a directly elected mayor would bring benefits to the region. Elections for the first mayor are due to be held in May next year, but responses to a government consultation revealed the public is not convinced by the idea. There were 3,115 responses from individuals and organisations to an eight-week survey over the creation of a mayor carried out earlier this year. Almost 3,000 were from members of the public, and 65% of those people disagree that a mayoral combined county authority covering the two counties would deliver benefits to the area. Norfolk and Suffolk County Councils and three-quarters of elected representatives agreed the mayor would bring benefits. And it was a similar story with other questions tabled during the consultation. Some 65% of the public disagreed with the governance proposals, and 64% said the mayor would not improve social outcomes.
Furious folk living in a city suburb have blamed the council's poor upkeep of nearby drains for their homes being flooded after heavy downpours. Driveways, living rooms and gardens along Middleton's Lane in Helsdon were up to a foot underwater after thunderstorms. John Pye, who has lived in the street for 13 years, said the drains fill up whenever there is rain, and he's been campaigning to get the issue sorted. Fire crews were helping with the clear-up efforts, while locals used buckets in a desperate attempt to clear water from their homes. The heavy rain also caused disruption across the city, with Heather Avenue Infant School in Helsdon closing due to flooding, and posh gym David Lloyd's had to be evacuated.